Reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 37. Yadai dansi samidhagnir basmasat kurite arjuna jnanagni sarvakarmani basmasat kurite tada. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. As a blazing fire turns firewood into ashes for Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities. Bola. As a blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, O Arjun, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities. Purport. Perfect knowledge of self and super self and of the relationship is compared here into fire. This fire not only burns up all reactions to impious activities, but also all reactions to pious activities, turning them to nil. There are many stages of reaction. Reaction in the making, reaction fructifying, reaction already achieved, and reaction a priori. But knowledge of constitutional position of the living entity burns everything to ashes. When one is complete in knowledge, all reactions, both a priori and a posteriori, are consumed. In the Vedas, it is stated, ube vai vaisayate tarati amrita sadhava asadhuni. One overcomes both pious and impious reactions of work. Om ajnana timirandasya jnana anjana salakaya chakshurum militam jena tasmai sri gurave nama sri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadamayandadati Swapadantakam Jay Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Person is experiencing in life. Life is a series of inconveniences, troubles and miseries. It's a question of less or more. It's a question of today or tomorrow. But life is a series of... Nobody can say, I am a pious man, I am a pure man. If you are a pious and a pure man, you will not come to this world. anyone who has obtained a body, the soul body combination, the soul is blissful by nature, but the body is seat of misery. So anyone who is awarded a body, that means he has some less or more sinful reaction he has to experience. Although Krishna consciousness is peaceful, blissful life or sinless life, Krishna conscious life, here you don't have to exploit anybody. Here you don't have to commit any sinful activities. Here one can obtain his basic necessities without very hard working, and activities here will make you very satisfied in life, because these are the soul's needs. Just as body has needs, the soul also has needs. People want to compensate their spiritual needs by more accumulation of material assets. But that is not possible. Our thirst cannot be compensated by food, our hunger cannot be compensated by water. If you are hungry, you should be given food. If you are thirsty, you should be given water. Similarly, the body has certain needs and the soul also has needs. The defect of modern society is they have ignored the needs of the soul. And when they are unhappy, they are thinking that by making some material adjustments, when there is some difficulty, inconvenience, they try to search material answers for their spiritual problems. The result that life is a series of miseries and difficulties. So here it is said the knowledge is compared to a fire. There is a sloka in Vishnu Puran, aprarabdha phalam papam kotan bijan phalam mukham. Aprarabdha phalam papam kotam bijan phalam mukham. Next to kotan bijan phalam mukham, anybody knows? Aprarabdha phalam papam kotam bijan phalam mukham. Prilinaiva Vishnu Bhakti Ratatmavan. Vishnu Bhakti Ratatmavan. One who is engaged or absorbed. Vishnu Bhakti Ratatmavan. What happens? Say, today somebody is healthy and today somebody is sick. It is called our sinful activities. They may be in seed form. They may be in sprouting stage. they may be in fruit-bearing stage and it may be giving fruits right away. When there is a tree, it is in a seed form. So it doesn't give you anything, okay? It's only in the seed form. But when it sprouts and then when it bears fruits, and actually when the fruits ripen. So similarly, sinful activities, aprarabdha phalam papam. So our sinful activities, it's called prarabdha. If somebody is having financial problem, if somebody is having health problem, and somebody is into legal problems, there are varieties of problems in the world, and here it is said prarabdha. This is your prarabdha. Prarabdha means what you have done, you are getting the results of it. So somebody may be doing all right now. It looks like everything is all right. But the seeds of the sinful reactions are there in the seed form. Just like somebody gets, that is called clinical diabetes. Clinical diabetes, subclinical diabetes, and there is what is called a tendency for diabetes. Tendency for diabetes means no diabetes at the moment, but there is a good chance that there are tendencies there. And then subclinical, that means you are not getting boils, or your eyesight is not getting damaged, or your kidneys are not malfunctioning. But there is sugar in the blood. And then what is called clinical diabetes. Clinical diabetes, you are seeing the effects of excessive sugar in the blood. So similarly, the sinful reactions, according to Karma Siddhanta, we all have a mixture of bad and good activities. So if it is the time for experiencing the results of our good activities, like I just mixed a muri, you know, in the room, Lakshman Prabhu was there. They made some muri yesterday, and today also they made some muri, murumura. And they mixed haldi yesterday. So that was in yellow form. And today they did not mix, so it's whitish. So as soon as they saw it, I said, why they are not looking alike? You know, yesterday's one was mixed with haldi. And then on the top, I put whitish, puffed rice, you call it. Flat rice, puffed rice. Puha, they call it puha. This is flat rice, kutava chawal. And puffed rice is popped rice. It's a puffed rice. And you, in the rice, you fry jeera and it will pop. So when you try to take, say, when you try to take something from that, because on the top, the white murmura is there. Although you have put yellow one, but it is in the bottom. So after this is over, you get a yellow one. Similarly, we have good and bad activities in life, and right now you are reaping the benefits or consequences of the reactions of your good work. So it looks like everything is fine. Everything is fine, your health is in good shape, and your mental health is all right, and you are getting, just like, you know, devotees, they don't work. Devotees don't work like karmis. Devotees' work is called seva, but they are not working for a salary. When you work for a salary, it is called nokri or work. When you are not working for a salary, it is called service. That means, just like when you serve your parents, there is an article in the magazine, we don't really understand the service given by our parents. Like, you calculate everything, you know? Like cooking food, washing clothes, and sweeping the floor, and making arrangements for your bath and sleep all day. The mother or parents, they make arrangements for their children. And if you calculate, if you work it out in terms of rupees, you'll see that whatever a mother or father are doing for their children, if you work it out, it will, in terms of money, it will be a lot. So, but because out of affection it is done, you don't calculate it in terms of money. Now, how much you are paying the dhobi? You are paying the dhobi every month 3,000. How much you are paying the cook? Every month 8,000 rupees. And how much you are paying your housemaid? That means all this will amount a lot of money. But because it is done out of love and affection, we don't understand what the parents are doing for us. So there was one boy in United States. His father was a scientist, and he is into his own scientific research. The scientists, day and night, they are thinking about how to make a breakthrough in their research. So the young boy, he told the father, "Father, today is my birthday." And father told, "Okay, my child, I'll be back today early from my work, and I will give you a party." So poor child is waiting, but the father forgot in his meditation and his research work. And the boy was waiting, maybe he's coming, like that. So they were supposed to meet at 6 o'clock, but it became 9. This child became, after all, a child who is seeking affection from his parents. So he became very upset, so he called up then and ask the father, what do they pay you for day? What do they pay you for day? So they may be paying for 8 hours, 6,000 rupees, or 8,000, say, for easy calculation. 8 hours work, 8,000 rupees a day. And he reminded the father, he said, you'll come, but you have not come, you're busy with your work. And then the father came. And then this boy is savings. And father has a birthday gift. He gave him 2,000 rupees. And he has some 1,000 rupees with him. So he told the father, so you are working for 8,000 rupees. Kindly, you keep the 3,000 rupees. You give me your 3 hours time. So the point is that people work, but they work without meaning. What will be the result? No, your works are binding you. Krishna is saying in Gita, yajna adat karmano anatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadaddam karma kaunteya mukta sangatam achara. Any work that is done not as an offering to Vishnu, that work will bind you. And you are simply working to become entangled. You are supposed to work to become liberated and go back. But if you work headlessly, whenever you are working, for whom you have to work and how you have to work, these two things you should know. If you just work, it may be sinful. If you are working for somebody, not Vishnu, it may be simply a bondage. That's why it is said, knowledge. Knowledge is compared to fire, and anyone who has spiritual knowledge. So people cannot give up their desires, people cannot change their habits, people cannot alter their thoughts. They don't know. Because by their karmic reactions, you want to enjoy something in life. He doesn't know that something cannot make him happy, but it is his wishful thinking. If I get this, if I do this, if I enjoy this, I will be happy. But he is simply ignorant about his spiritual self. So anybody who obtains the knowledge of the self, immediately, it is seen, people who become spiritual knowledge, what is very difficult to give up in life? Very difficult to give up your worldly connections, worldly activities, worldly pleasures, very difficult. But when you get a higher taste, when you get something higher, then it's not at all difficult. Suppose your hand is full of biscuits and somebody offers you diamonds and rubies. Immediately you know that it is so much. So immediately you throw away the biscuits and take this. So you can get not only biscuits but anything you want. With its rubies and diamonds. So similarly, Krishna consciousness, when you obtain it, you have the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Immediately, you know what is the highest pleasure. And immediately you know how you can overcome smoking, how you overcome your other material hankerings and attachments. And it is generally to give up anything is very difficult. Because your mind is craving, and you want to stop it, it's a big fight within. But when you take to Krishna consciousness, your mind will overcome its weaknesses, and your mind will get a spiritual taste, immediately comparing to eternal satisfaction, eternal happiness, this tiny, short-lasting. Krishna uses the word tushya and alpa. Tushya means compared to spiritual happiness, material happiness is tushya. Tushya means insignificant. And compared to everlasting happiness, material happiness is like scratching the surface. Doesn't last. So that's why Krishna is comparing here the spiritual knowledge to fire. All our worldly interests, all our worldly desires. Like I never thought that I will be a sadhu in my life until I got Bhagavad Gita. I never thought. Otherwise, my parents asked me, if you want to become a sadhu and chant Hare, why did you make us spend so many lakhs of rupees? To make you a doctor, we spent 10 lakhs. And to send you to America and educate there, we spent 5, 6 lakhs. If you have to become like this, then why do you? I said, I don't know that I will be becoming like this. Somehow, I got Bhagavad Gita in United States, and I was in a dilemma whether to go with American culture or, because something is holding me back. My previous Krishna culture. So I was not able to rush like fireflies. I should not be doing this, going to club like this. Then what else I should do? What I should do? Immediately when the question is what should I be doing? Generally people just mob mentality. Everybody is doing, I will do it. But something, because my previous good karmas, they were not allowing me to become degraded in life. And then immediately when the question came, yeah, what should I do in my life? I don't want to go to club, I don't want to watch cinema, I don't want to eat in hotel. What do I want? What should I be doing? Immediately, on Tilakwala, he came with Bhagavad Gita. So, I will close it here. So, you don't have to look for a guru. If you write questions in your heart, what is the business of life? How can I really be happy? How can I be free from tensions, worries and anxieties? Just if these questions are there, immediately some sadhu will knock at your door. And here he is. Because your questions, Krishna arranges somebody to answer. If your questions are how to make money, somebody, why don't you go to America? Why don't you, become a software engineer? Things like, you get that kind of ideas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.